بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد خلق الله أجمعين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين. Brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. صلى الله عليك يا سيدي يا مولاي يا أبا عبد الله، صلى الله عليك يا ابن بنت رسول الله، صلى الله عليك وعلى جدك وأبيك وأمك وأختك وأخيك والأمة المعصومين من بنيك، ما خاب والله من تمسك بكم وأمن من لجأ إليكم. يا ليتنا كنا معكم فنفوز فوزا عظيما. يا شهيدا بكت عليه السماء ونعاه من قبله الأنبياء، لا نبيا إلا وجار حسينا وسالت دموعه كربلاء. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون، والعاقبة للمتقين. قال الله جل وعلا في كتابه الكريم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم، واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد. We need another صلوات، more energetic صلوات على محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد. أحسنت ما شاء الله. Because we have fewer people today. Some people are busy with the Super Bowl and we are busy with the Super Battle of Karbala إن شاء الله. So we learn from here and we learn from there, and then we'll exchange the knowledge to see who is the winner. And we think the winner is Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allah jalla wa ala said in the holy book of Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, O believers, answer the call of Allah. استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Because the life, the real life, is through the answering of the call of Allah Jalla wa'ala. استجيبوا لله وللرسول. Answer the call of Allah and His Messenger. Without that communication, without that source of life, we are dead. أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرَ أَحْيَا. So the only way is to become alive, to become part of this universal movement, to become part of this life world, is to answer the call. Speaking about Super Bowl, for example, the team, we don't know who's going to win. Anyway, who's playing? Chicago and who else? And Indiana? MashaAllah, you know all that. I wish we know Yazid and Hussein very well too. Salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Whoever is going to win anyway, they have to play well and they have to play as a team. And they have to listen to their coach to guide them. So to play in the field and to become very solid team so they can win. The same thing, without listening to our coach Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, we won't be able to win. So we have to answer the call. We have to be in touch with our coach, with our leader. يا علي أنا وأنت أبا الله هذه الأمة والكوتز إذ محمد علي سلام الله عليه. So we enter, we relate to them. How do we relate to them? Without answering the call, without being in touch with them, without the communication with them, we won't win. We won't have a life. If everybody play on his own, without maneuvering, without communication, without relating to each other, we will lose. We will lose the battle against Lucifer, against the evilness, against the devil. Because this world is like a gym. It's like a playing field between Allah and His soldiers and the devil and his soldiers. And we have to win the battle. We cannot afford to lose. خسر الدنيا والآخرة. We lose in this dunya, we lose in the hereafter. If we lose the battle, I mean, not lose the dunya. Because our goal is not this dunya. We need to win the battle right here. This is the battlefield. But the reward is hereafter. إن إلى ربك الرجعة إلى ربك المنتهى إليه الرجعة واقصد في مشيك. We have to always have this roadmap with us. Where we coming, where we are, where we going. Always have that communication. And the way that we communicate with our leaders is very important. Through generations and generations. They tell us the mission and we play the role in this earth. And everybody take part of that field. Everybody take a part of that mission. Everybody carry the responsibility, but in different way, in different position of society, in different job, in different age. Every age have responsibility. وتواصل بالحق وتواصل بالصبر. It's just like that relay, athletic game, Olympic game. You hold the stick and run and give it to the other. And the other will hold it and keep running and give it to the other. وتواصل بالحق وتواصل بالصبر. This is amana. You hold the amana from the generation before you. And give it and run. Then give it to the generation ahead of you. Amana, trust of Allah. It's not a matter of a stick, it's a responsibility.
إن عرضنا الأمانات على السماوات والأرض فأشفقنا منها وأبينا أن يحملناها وحملها الإنسان. No one could carry that mission except the human being. And not any kind of human being can carry that mission except the believers who are in touch with Allah. People who are relating with Allah. يا الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله والرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. Oh believers, answer my call. Keep in touch with me. Because only through him and through his messenger, وَأَطِعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. Only through Allah and through his messenger and through أُولِي الْأَمْرِ we can communicate. Not everybody can get you through Allah. There is so many fake communication centers these days. So many garbage email you get every day. You open the email and you see so many things. And you see an email from bad sources and fake sources and somebody looking for a husband, somebody looking for a wife, and a blonde, pretty girl, 18, 19, 21. But when you open that, it's full of germs. Then it takes you so long, so many virus cleaning systems to clean that system and to clean that internet, because when the virus is in, you have to clean it. You have to scan it. You have to cleanse it. The same thing. That is Jihad al-Akbar. When you adopt a bad habit, when you get some mental, spiritual, social or psychological germ, it takes a long time to get it out, to clean it. One picture could damage your spirit for months. One look, one movie could destroy a lot of your faith and your trust. So why should you scare yourself? Why should you threaten yourself? Why should pause yourself? I can't understand people pay money to buy a scary movie, to go to a scary movie. Or whether you're just being scared and they go to sleep at night and they pay money for that. I can't understand why. They think they can be stronger, actually they be more scary. So why you do that? And all it is fake. Somebody have five hands, somebody have two heads, somebody have six eyes. It's just fake. When somebody gets out of the graveyard, you kill them and get up again. Half a human, half animal, exactly. This is just fake. Actually, what they want to do is to break the system, this holy system, this world system. Because when somebody dies, that's it. Yes. You cannot get 100 people get out of the graveyard and start looking like like zombies. Very good. Is that you watching? Been watching this one? Who's watching? Very good. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Yeah, there is no zombies in Quran, alhamdulillah. You don't find these zombies. It's just human made. They wanted to break the system to tell you, when Allah said in the Holy Book, كل نفس ذائقة الموت, when you die, you go up in the hereafter, then to the ma'ad, يوم القيامة, judgment day, God will bring you, and they said, they want to break that system. They want to disconnect the line between you and Allah. They want to cut the connection. And they want to tell you that this world is just a chaos. No rules and regulations. And you see all these movies, funny movies, in Halloween, for example. Just to scare you, to break the law, to break the system. It's fake. And Allah Jalla Wala wanted to reprint the blueprint of this world to us through the messenger. Why did he send to us 124,000 messengers and prophets? 124,000. They all play one goal but different roles. different language, different timing, different miracle, but one goal. Allah na'budu illa Allah, just to worship Allah al-Wahid al-Ahad al-Fard al-Samad. Alladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. So Allah wants us to be in touch with Him, to be life, to be alive. Otherwise, without life, without connection, we are dead. Just like the baby. The baby in the womb of mother cannot be, yeah, baby, you are not baby, you are grown up, mashallah. I'm talking about little baby, you know. Is there a little baby somewhere? Yeah, that's a little baby somewhere. So this little baby, before being born, cannot survive without connecting to mama. And mama has to eat well to feed that baby. Go to mama, baby. Go to mama, baby. Salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Yeah. This, without being in touch to the mother, and mother has to eat well during the pregnancy time, because she is feeding too. She is feeding herself and feeding the baby. And if mama doesn't get enough minerals and vitamins and good food, the baby would take the food anyway from the mother, then that will weaken her bones and her immunity. So you have to eat well to feed, not very, very well, I mean, but just, you know, eat enough to feed yourself and to feed the baby. The same thing, we as a human being, without that connection between the baby and the mama inside of mother womb, without this job of bringing the food, bringing the life, we are dead. And you know that, mothers know that well. So many ladies lost their babies and born dead because that al-habl al-sirri, what do you call it, that rob, you know, that connection between the baby and mama, it goes around the neck of the baby, or disconnected, what do you call it? Umbilical cord. That will be bent or goes around the neck of the baby, and the food won't come, and the baby dies. If we don't get our spiritual food from Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, we are dead. If we don't take this information and knowledge from Fatima al-Zahra, Sayyidati Nisa al-Alamin, we are dead. Nation, in this world, in this globe, in this dunya, is like a mother womb, like mother nature. If that mother nature is not connected to Allah Ta'ala, to get the knowledge, through that connection, through that core, through the messenger, to bring the food from Allah Jalla wa Ala, muqassim al-arzaq, the source of the knowledge, the source of the life, the source of the spirit, وَلَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا, the one who brings the life to us. Without that connection, we are dead, we are lost. وَبْتَغُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ, the wasila, the connection, the communication, the spiritual connection to this world. Without it, we are dead. It's just like the apple. First, you have to have that tree, and the tree have to take that minerals and water. Then, seeds that fruit, then you have a fruitful, colorful apple. So the human being cannot be fruitful without giving that water and iron and minerals from the ground, and without taking the light from God. You take the minerals and the juice from the messenger, from Muhammad wa al-Muhammad, and you take the light from Allah. You take the guidance from Allah. You take the faith from Allah, then you can be a fruitful, beneficial, fruitful human being in the society. Water and life make the tree fruitful with the apple. And that's why Prophet Muhammad, he said, إِنِّي تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ السَّقَلَيْنِ ما أنت مستخدم بهما لن تظلوا بعدي أبدا كتاب الله وعطرة أهل بيتي. That's why Prophet Muhammad said, if you really want to be healthy and survive and be fruitful tree كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين. To be a fruitful tree you have to take the knowledge from my own descendants, my family, I rest to your عطرة أهل بيتي. And from the light of Allah through the Quran, كتاب الله وعطرة أهل بيتي آل محمد. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. And this design is being engineered by Allah Ta'ala. We cannot change it. فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله. This is the nature of a human being. فطرة. This is the nature. There is a فطرة. The natural tendency of believing in Allah. And there is a صبغة صبغة الله. Allah. He created us as a human being, so we have this humanitarian element in our character. We cannot deny it. We are a human being. We have to live with another human being. We are in a need to another human being. We are like a society. The older take care of the younger, and one generation takes care of another generation. The same thing. The society, human beings, naturally have a faith in God. You have to stimulate that faith. No matter where you are, you can grow up that faith. Which is just like the tree. For example, date palm. You cannot grow date palm in Washington. Do you ever have a date palm tree here? No. Why not? Because the atmosphere is different. The nature is different. The humidity is different. So you have to prepare an atmosphere so that seed will grow up. That form will grow up. The same thing we have to prepare a nature to this generation, to this seed. You do have the seed, but you need to have an atmosphere. So this youth, all of you, are Islamic seed. We have to prepare an atmosphere for you to grow. You need to come to the mosque to get grow up, nourishing, to get this juice, to get this spirituality. Then you go to school, you go to the office, you go to the university, to play your educational role. وَدْعُوا إِلَىٰ سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ. To teach the other people about Islam, to play the role. So everybody have job to do. But first, you cannot give what you don't have. The new generation needs to learn the spirituality of Islam. Because they cannot get it from everywhere. Only certain places you can get that spirituality. Only from Quran and Ahl al-Bayt and the mosque and this place, like a spring of water. You need to get this water. And you need to get the knowledge. You go to school, you go to the university to be exposed to that knowledge, to the light. But at the same time, you need to work together like doctors, they study in the lab and they go to the school, to the class, lab and class, lab and class, practice and learning. The same thing, you need to come to the mosque to learn. Then you go to the lab. Then go to the real life, practice. And we should encourage the youth. We should encourage you all. We should help you. We need you and you need us, because the seed always in a need to the fertilized ground. To grow up, and society is the ground for you. The faith and education you have is the seed So the seed needs this ground, and the ground needs the seed. You need society, and society needs you. So you cannot disconnect from yourself or from the society, or from the mosque. Neither we can afford to lose you, brother and sister. So you have to play this role very well. You come home, eat, pray, rest, learn, and go back to work, to the university. Come to the mosque, and then go back there. And this, we should really encourage motivation. We should motivate the youth. We should not lose them. They are our wealth. They are our fruit. The fruit of this tree. You have to encourage them. Let them be doctors. Let them be lawyers. Let them be whatever they want to be, engineers. But carry your mission with you. Carry your message with you. Carry your faith with you. Because society needs you. They need to know who is Islam. They need to know what is Islam. Believe me, they don't know you. All what they know from the biased media, Muslims is an ugly creation with real big nose and having swords and camels and 10 wives and kids. That's all what they know about that. We have to change that image. We have to get involved in the media. We have to get involved in politics. We have to get involved in the society to let them know who we are. Without making tabligh, without sharing the message, they don't know us. And don't expect that people against Islam will have mercy for you. People who don't believe in Islam will have mercy for you. But there are so many people, so many educated people, so many good people around the world, non-Muslim, they are thirsty to understand Islam, thirsty to learn about Islam. If you don't tell them what is Islam up to, how they know? They don't know. You have the job, the duty to carry. And I remember that Colin Powell one time, he said, in front of the Congress, he said, it is our fault that we are waiting for somebody from the cave of Afghanistan to teach us the Islam, and we forgot and ignored tens of thousands of educated Muslims in this country. We ignored them and we waited for somebody, a Bedouin from the with a terrorist attitude, to teach us Islam. So this is an Islamic will. This is a spiritual will. رحم الله امرئ ان عرف قدر نفسه. Allah bless people who know their value. So everybody should get one part of society. We are in Washington DC. This is the capital of the strongest and only superpower, scientific superpower left in the world. So this is a great place to start reflect the real value of Islam, the real peaceful value of Islam, because the uneducated people, the non-knowledgeable people, the hypocrites, the people against Islam really ruined the image of Islam and reflected a very negative image of Islam and killing and killing innocent people, like what's happening in Iraq and around the world. Yesterday, there is more than 200 innocent people being killed. A truck came with full of explosion, but they put above the explosion, put apple and orange, but underneath it is a real death, an explosion. Killed innocent women and children and men. That is not Islam. You cannot kill innocent people when you go to the heaven. In the same time, you are under the pressure of this ignorant jahiliya people, and at the same time, you are against the hatred of Islam, who don't believe in Islam, who fighting Islam, who doesn't believe in Prophet Muhammad. And if you ever have time, go online and see when I made the cry for the DNC. Always I said, God guide us to the right path, the path of the people you bless, not the path of the people you doom. Fill this earth with justice and faith and blessing and love, and clean this earth from oppression and corruption and occupation. Go in there and see thousands of people or hundreds of people start attacking me because I said, oh God, help us to clean this earth from occupation. Because the Zionists thought I am talking against them. I mean, I got nothing to... Well, I'm glad you consider that, because we are against any occupation, whether it is in Palestine or somewhere else. But see how much they are prepared. Just go in the searching engine and check Imam Sharjah, and you see that at top. You got to be prepared to defend Islam. You got to be educated, expert, to carry this value to the world. The world is thirsty to drink from the spring of Islam, the real value. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. So we are the people of system. We are the only people maybe left well connected to the spiritual system. Like I was telling you, the baby is connected to mama to give that food in the mother's womb during the pregnancy. And the apple is connected to the tree, and the tree branches are connected to the trunk and to the fruit. The same thing, we through the history are the people of system. We are connected to Allah Jalla wa'ala through that system. When Allah sent the last prophet, peace of God upon him, He sent us the prophet, peace of God be upon him, to bring the message. And then he did complete the Quran. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. Then after he died, peace of God be upon him, وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلق من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم. So Allah said, when Muhammad peace of God be upon him died, don't change your position, keep going. Because Muhammad said, إِنِّي تَعْرِكُمْ فِيكُمْ اتَّقَلَيْنَ. I have left to you, my family, to follow them. To learn from them, مَنْ كُنْتُ مَوْلَى فَهَذَا عَلِيُّ الْمَوْلَى. Allah said, إِنْ غَدِيرَكُمْ. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We have revealed the Quran to you, and we are protecting the Quran. اتروهم اترو محمد وعلى بيت محمد اترو امامك. Now how we are connected, we are talking about the baby connected to the mother, we are connected, talking about the apple connected to the tree. The same thing we are talking now about us connected to the source of life, to Allah Jalla wa'ala. Historically, how we are related to Prophet Muhammad since he finished his mission more than 1,000 years, 1,400 and something. So when Muhammad died, peace of God be upon him, the imams left behind him. And when the imams, 12 imams, 11 of them died, and the 12 Imam Mahdi, when they were going to kill him, just like Jesus, peace of God be upon him, Allah lifted him up and put him in ghaiba, disappear. So while he's disappearing, what do we do? How we are connected with Imam al-Ghaib? He said, this is 4 of my representatives, Nawab al-Arba'a. What about when this 4 representatives will die? What then we do? We relate to our maraji'. That is the source of our connection. That is the channel we relate to. من لا تقليد له لا عمل له. You don't need تقليد to مرجع. You don't know what to do. If you get sick, where you go to the doctor? If your car broke, where you go to the mechanic? If you have a legal problem, where you go to the attorney? How about if you have a spiritual problem or fiqh problem? Where you go? You go to the مرجع. And the مرجع have his representative. وكلاء. And the وكلاء is related. It's just like the tree have a branches and the branches have another branches. Then it goes to the apple, to reach the society. The same thing. We have to maintain that system. This is a holy system. By the way, the مرجع, it is not somebody that he said, he woke up in the morning, he said, I want to be a مرجع. Okay? Just like this Sheikh Mahdi. You hear about in Iraq, in this area near Najaf, somebody woke up in the morning, he put amama, and he said, I'm Mahdi. He put a black amama. Actually, he is a Sheikh, he's not even a Sayyid. He was paid by foreigners and said, rule the people and lead them and go to the Najaf and kill Ghani al-Maraja in the time of Ashura. Then from Najaf go to Karbala. And so there are so many fake Mahdi. They know the source of power. Power is Imam al-Muntazir, Sahib al-Asr, was Zaman al-Hiddat al-Hasan. And they wanted to kill that system. They wanted to stop that system. Because we're still alive, we get the juice and the knowledge from Allah, through the Prophet, through the Imam, through the Maraja, through the Wukala. We have that food, spiritual food, we're still alive. So they said, let's disconnect that connection. Let's cut that cord relating the baby in the mother womb so they will die. And guess what? Pay attention, wallah, a few months ago, I think his name Daniel Pipe. I think that's his name. He is the head of an institute in Washington here, International Studies Institute. Wallah al-Azim, I hear him myself. He said, this Iraqi people and this follower of Ahlul Bayt who win the war against Israel and Lebanon, they have real source of energy, we should disconnect it. Said, what do you mean? How is that? He said, they believe in somebody called Mahdi, the Messiah, the Savior. And they believe he's alive. See, they study our situation sometimes more than we study it. Sometimes more than we know it. He said, they believe in somebody who's named Mahdi. And if they get oppressed, he will appear to help them and serve them. And if they get well organized, he will come and help them too. To build up the government of God, holy government, and fill the earth with justice and equality and fairness. They asked him, and he said, in both cases, whether they get oppressed or they win the war, he will come and help them. So they said to him, you mean win-win condition, win-win situation, they don't lose, they never lose. He said, that is the case. That is the source of their power. That's why a few bunch of people, you know, are very energetic. So what should we do? He said, we should do Daniel Pipe. He said, we should do just like we did to the communism. I heard them personally on C-SPAN. Nobody can tell me not. He said, just like we oppress and suppress the communism had a dream, had goal, to fill the earth and to become global and universal in year 2000. But when we squeeze them and kill their hope and their goal, they are dead. He said, the same thing we should do with the Shia of Ali Muhammad. To kill that understanding of Mahdi, keep oppressing them until they give up connection with Imam al-Asr wa al-Zaman. Now you see, can you believe this is in Washington, D.C., an international institute, somebody, his name, Daniel Pipe? He's somebody really a Zionist, I think. That's why he is very hateful to Islam and to the followers of Ahlul Bayt. That's why we have to be careful to whom we are affiliated, to whom we listen, because poison could come here and here, then we get confused and we lose. just like this.